we found people's both enduring mood and their in-the-moment energy was primarily dictated by the last 72 hours of their life. If you don't feel that energy, start with the temple. We always will question ourselves. But when we tap into something higher, we can see something higher in ourselves. Even David questioned himself facing Goliath. We have become a selfie generation that prioritizes status, because success is not just about how you perceive self individually. It's also about how you show up.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We don't take this serious enough as a society, particularly in North America, with 70% overweight an unbelievable amount of children and adults into chronic disease and obesity, we have a very big problem. And so often, people separate psychology from biology. And they don't realize how you feel about yourself is how this thing is running. You know, if you slept great, ate great, worked out well, fed yourself nutritious food, and you really took care of the temple, listen, it is a misnomer to talk about the body and the brain as if they're separate. The brain is running the body. The body is the brain, the body, they're not separate. Like, people still misconceive that. It's like we've skipped that in school somewhere. There is no brain-body connection. It's the body. The brain is something in the body. The brain is not outside the body. There's the brain. There's the body. You guys should work together more. It's the same thing. It's right there. Whatever you put in here is right there. This thing is eaten from this thing. There's no separation. So that Big Mac that you ate, it's up here. Not just here. When you sit down here and this gets flabby, it's up here. And people don't realize this. You know what's fascinating? One of my favorite studies we did in high performance research was that we found people's both enduring mood and their in-the-moment energy was primarily dictated by the last 72 hours of their life. It's like amazing. Miss 3 nights of sleep, feel like crap today. Eat like crap for 3 days, feel like crap today. Don't move for 3 days, don't feel good today. It's funny, the last 3 hours, and I told Ultra members, this is one of the critical things we have to learn to adopt, is that your feeling at any given moment, even now, has a lot to do with your last 72 hours. How many of you flew to be in here? You're not in LA, you flew to be here. Would you stand up? All of our members who flew to be here, would you stand up, recognize our out-of-state friends? Let's go! Oh, wow! This is not a local crowd. Have a seat. Well, guess what? That last 72 hours of flight and jet lag, that has a lot to do with it. He's talking about self-esteem. If you traveled from outside the United States of America, would you stand up and get recognized, our international students who came here today? Let's go! Wow. Hey. That's awesome. Thank you. So cool. I love you too. Hey, that travel, that adds up. Some of you have been on the road so long, you don't even feel anything about yourself. And we have to talk about that because there's an energy in self-esteem. It's aware, it's alert, it's vibrant. I like myself. I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for this day. I'm excited to see how Brendan shows up today. If you don't feel that energy, start with the temple. If you feel numb, start with the temple. Start there, always. Some people say, yeah, Brendan, if you feel numb, go to the therapist. I'm like, yes, go to the therapist and let the therapist who's progressive and has any education in modern science tell you, start walking, start working out, starting it better. Add healthy habits to yourself because it will help your psyche. Can I get an amen on a weekday, ladies and gentlemen? If you're talking with a therapist, a coach, any professional in any license, in any industry in the world, and you're not feeling good and they don't ask you about your healthy habits, leave that room and find somebody who's got a brain in the modern era. It's a critical how we feel about it. You should feel energized because the temple's energized. Everyone's like, do you have to sit there and razz your brain up in the morning? I'm like, nah, I work out, the brain turns on. Yeah, like, if you want to win, do your personal development mindset in the morning. Work out and eat something nutritious to start the day. Like, we teach this, companies exist for that, Beachbody, body members in the house, I know you guys exist for that. It's like, this is not a hard triangle to win. Morning mindset, morning workout, morning nutrition. Start that day, and you'll be like, holy, wow, I'm rocking at noon. I'm going at 3. I want you to experience that. Your esteem has a lot to do with energy. Remember, how you feel and value yourself and show up is a reflection of the esteem you have for yourself. When your esteem is low for yourself in your mind, that translates to your body. The worse you feel about yourself because of everything we've talked about so far, the less you'll take care of yourself. If you're like, why don't I follow through on those healthy habits? Probably because something we've talked about so far. And if you haven't been able to break that for yourself, please work with a professional. Please get a coach. Please go to the gym. Please talk with a therapist. If you can't break, if you're like, Brandon, I'm on year 5. I've not been able to break this energy problem. Get someone in your life to help. I promise you'll be like, whoa, because we're getting you years of, see, it's not about years of life. It's about years of life that you feel good. Feel good about yourself, feel good about your opportunities, feel good about how you care for yourself. And it's important because generationally, we're really screwing this up. We're not equipping the kids very well in the energy part. And the energy part doesn't stop at the body. I'm a spiritual person. Many of you guys know I believe in God. And my introduction to personal development was standing, bleeding out, thinking I was going to die on a wrecked car. And then I had a connection moment where I knew I was going to be okay. And that moment was the beginning for my faith. That was the moment where I was like feeling blessed. And I promised God that I would earn my time on this life. I promised him. I said, I'm going to earn it. I'll earn it. And I share this with you because I also want you to have the gift of spiritual energy. Spiritual energy. That might mean something completely different for every person to your left and to your right. But when you tap into it, the good news is that well is abundant. Maybe that's the universe for you, oneness for you, God for you, consciousness for you. It's meditation for you. It's just a quiet walk in the woods for you. But some level of spiritual energy, if you can find that, it's just like, it's a whole other thing. And I know some people say, that has nothing to do with self-esteem. I'm like, really? How can you say that? Because I believe mind, body, spirit all affect how I sense myself. And if I only sense myself in my own little coffin of life, if I can't see beyond myself and tap into something bigger, it's hard to feel bigger than every momentary crisis or circumstance. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I'm in it and it's hard and it's a struggle, I'm like, whoop. I'm tapped in. I know I'm going to be okay. I know I'm going to be loved. I know I'm going to be supported. I know. Do you know how incredibly powerful that sense is? That you are already cared for? That you are already loved? That you're already part of something that's beautiful and generous and big and energetic? Whether you call that God or just you have the humility to look at literally one of those galaxy maps that shows how tiny the little blue dot is, as we all learn from Carl Sagan. When you see that little blue dot, and then they zoom out, and they show you all the other trillions of stars, and they're like, haha, just kidding, that's just your galaxy. There's a trillion, 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 trillion other galaxies. And you're like, ooh! Do you know how huge a trillion is? Unbelievable. And so for you, what is that? How do you tap into that when you don't feel good about yourself? See, even David questioned himself facing Goliath. So we always will question ourselves. But when we tap into something higher, we can see something higher in ourselves. and that self-esteem gets a boost. I know some days Brendon Burchard sucks. But a lot of those days. And the days that Brendon Burchard sucks, the good news is Brendon Burchard goes, and I'm a son of God. Shift. Boosted. Whatever that boost is for you, you got to find it. But don't think it's just mind and body. It's mind, body, spirit. Tap into a different energy. I promise you'll be like, whoa, what's going on? And this is not a preaching about God. It's a preaching about energy. There's an energy flowing through you, part of you that you're tapping into or not. And if you feel shut down, check that wall of willingness. Check how much you've been measuring whether or not you're improving. And care about those things again, and it's a shift. It's a shift. Another big shift is where we are as a generation. The selfie generation is poisoning the self-esteem of an entire living body of beings, about 9 billion people. We are in trouble. Anyone sense this? We are in trouble. We are in a mental health crisis. And everyone's going to blame the phone. I'm not blaming the phone. I'm calling it something different. To me, it's a selfie generation. And no, that doesn't mean your kids. If you're alive today, we are all part of a selfie generation. Oh, it's the kids. You gave the kid the phone! It's the kid. You gave the kid the phone! It's the kids these days. All they do is stare at the iPad. Where'd they get the iPad? In the gutter? They found the iPad unboxed in the garbage? I mean, at least when I was growing up, they could blame porn on garbage bins. We cannot blame devices on anyone but the parents giving. But it's not about the kids. The selfie generation is everyone alive today. And let me share with this with you. It's the selfish, individual, mirrored concern. It's the metaphor of turning that button so the camera flips back to us. And that we feel how that is so important. And we have become a selfie generation that prioritizes status and liking and measured friends that aren't even really friends. They're browsers. We always forget. Everyone's like, oh, Brendon, you have a million fans. I'm like, that's amazing. But I also know the truth is many of those people were sitting on the toilet scrolling. Hey, poof. It's true. It's not disrespectful. I followed many people who I like when I'm laying in bed and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's, hey, this is not intentional. This is very different. Growth date, that's an intentional buying audience. We have to understand that everything happening online, even I'm being facetious. I love my audience. I love the people who want to learn. I never ever even talk about it as my audience. I've always said our community, people who love personal development, people who do the work, leaders, strivers, achievers. I take that incredibly important. I take it as a job. And I recognize those who are really lacking self-esteem got in that mode where all they do is observe self. Because there's another side of self-esteem, and that's the service side. Self-esteem is not psychological. It's psychological and social. And so the service generation will change the world. When you're part of that, I know, Ultra members, I know that's your heart, yes? That's like what we're doing, like service. I know this sounds so old school, but you want to see yourself feel better? You want to boost? Go volunteer. You finish a day of volunteering, you're like, I feel great. You get perspective of other people struggling more than you. You get to be helpful to other people. And I know some of you are like, I get it, Brendon, but I have a good self-esteem. Things are going good. I'm like, great. Have you struggled to break through? A lot of people have a very positive self-esteem, but their self-image, their vision for self, because it doesn't extend beyond themselves, they're not breaking through to that success. Because success is not just about how you perceive self individually. It's also about how you show up. And you want to start feeling awesome? Volunteer. Give. It can be so simple. It can be literally just going and helping people who need the help in your local community. It can be literally helping out at the playground to fix the swing set that is broken. It can be literally volunteering to clean up on the highway. It can be literally feeding people. It can be literally building house for people. It can be literally mentoring somebody who's trying to start and do what you're doing. And you just go, let me give you an hour, kid. They ask you for the coffee, take them out to coffee and help them. We get this culture like, I'm never gonna help anybody. I'm so efficient with my time, Brendan. I'm like, I know a lot of efficient, miserable bastards. Anyone know any? I know some highly optimized people who haven't left their sauna from 1975. It's like, you need to get out of the house. You want your self-esteem to grow? See the people, feel the people, talk with the people, serve the people. When you do that and it's real for you, you're just like, woo! Like, I'm so pumped backstage, not for myself. I'm like, I can't wait to see the people. I can't wait. Who's happy to be at Growth Day today, ladies and gentlemen? Then turn to the person left or right, grab their shoulders, shake them, and thank them for being here. Catch this one. Your self-esteem, listen to this. How you feel about yourself, your worth, your value, your caring, how you feel and sense about yourself is so tied to service. And here's the thing. If you don't have the success that you want in life, your self-esteem and your service have not yet reached the deservedness level. Deservedness level. That's a hard one for a Montanan. Deservedness. To get that, there's a block in how you feel about yourself and how you show up for others. That's what's happened. I said, that's not fair, but my success that I want is so huge. I'm like, I work with people. Their success is so huge. And two things are gonna happen. They have the vision of themselves capable of doing that, so they get it. They break through that wall of willingness over and over and over because they perceive themselves as worthy and deserving and strong and capable enough to get it. Or the universe plays a bad old trick. It gives it to them, and they've not sufficiently done the work, and they hate themselves. Now they got the success, they don't even like themselves, and so they use the success in abusive ways. They don't even like themselves, their self-esteem and their service did not match the success they accidentally fell into, or maybe they were granted, but not at the level that was appropriate between the two things. Perception and value of self, perception and value of service to others. Lots of success. Those were low, that was high. They'll always break it. They won't know why, but they'll break it. They'll break the success. They'll misuse it. They'll not caretake it. They'll not serve others. They'll not see themselves capable. So they'll default to lower impulses. And that big success never manifests again, goes away, or they get canceled because they do something wrong. And this sounds bad, but I've worked with these people who, they got it. They got the success, but they never worked on themselves. There was no self-awareness, no congruence. They got the big dollar, the big game. And I don't say any of this judging because I'm like, remember, they're just flowing through life. None of this today is judgment, as we'll talk about, but I am here to challenge. And if you feel like, I got the success, Brendan, and I didn't earn it yet, okay, let's revisit some concepts in self-esteem, and let's revisit your service right now. Because many successful people wall themselves off from the normal people. Who knows what I'm talking about? It's like the more success you get, now you got the bodyguard. The more success you got, now you got the house in the gated community. The more success you get, you don't talk to your customers anymore. The more success you get, you talk to two people who lead a company of 50. The more success you get, it's easy to start thinking, I don't need to do that. I'm that special. And maybe you are. But if the service side drops, The engagement drops. The division happens. The discouragement happens. And then you have very successful people who feel defeated because they're not in the game. And all they got to do is get back in the game. The two games, self-improvement and service. If you are bettering yourself and you are serving others, I promise you it's a different thing. It's like there's a pop, there's a vibrancy, there's an energy. You're like, where is that coming from? You're into self-improvement and you're into serving others. When those are equal value, when those are at a level in which it has that match to the extraordinary life or the service or the success or the thing, you're just like, I feel different. And who's ready to feel different this next decade of our lives? Yeah. I want to feel amazing. Everyone shout with me. I want to feel amazing. Trumpers, I'm not shaking them, say, you should feel amazing.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.